Tonight's shiur is from Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph through Tesvav. Seif Yud Aleph. Kol mi she'ochel basar, b'makom she'nohagin bo iser. Whoever would eat meat during the 9 days, or from the Shavuot Shalchal bo Tisha B'Av, in a place that the minig is not to eat meat, poiritz geder, v'yineshchenu nochosh, he is breaching a fence and should be bitten by the snake. This is an expression we use for someone who violates something that the Chachamim instituted. The Gemara says, what happens? So the Torah says not to do something. We know there's consequences. There could be capital punishment. There could be corporal punishment. What happens? The Rabbanon says, I'm not going to do Rabbanon. What's the big deal? So the Rabbanon do have in their arsenal the ability to put someone in a cherim, and they also have the ability to give Makas Mardus. But the Gemara says sometimes they will run afoul of the nochosh, so to speak, that the snake will get them. And if you don't listen to the Chachamim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will arrange for an untimely demise. What's fascinating to me is that I checked the Shulchan Aruch, and I didn't do this by memory, I did it with a search. Only 3 times used this expression. The Chav only 3 times talks about Yiparz Gedi Nishchan Nochosh. In Aruch Chaim, this is the only place. In the whole Aruch Chaim is the only place if you eat meat during 9 days. The next place is in Hichas Treifus near Adaya, where the halacha is that because most animals are kosher, you really don't have to start checking for treifus, but the minig is you check the lungs. And that's brought down. And if you don't check the lungs, yineshchen poras geder, yineshchen nachash. And the last one is in Hichas Nida, when it talks about the women who keep 7 clean days have to wait 5 days before they start. And there's a discussion of maybe doing something to avoid the 5-day waiting period, and we don't do that. And he says, whoever's poras geder, so you have it in Kasherus, in the Treifus of Behem, you have it in Taras Mishpacha, and you have it here in 9 days. This is the only place that says it. And of course, the Mechaber is trying to drive home this concept that don't take it lightly. This is a serious business. It's Churban Beis HaMikdash. We don't eat meat. And if the minig is not to, don't do it.
That's only the Mechaber. The most says it other places.
The one of the Mulai's story was the Ramah. The Mechaber is here in Treifus. And the Ramah is Benita. And that was it. That's all I could find. That's all I could find. Those three. The Ramah adds to this halacha, Umutu lishtos kol sheichar, afilu shel dvash shekar med. It is permitted during the 9 days to drink intoxicating beverages, even the wine beverage called med. I don't know why that's an even, but basically the halacha is we don't drink grape juice, we don't drink wine. But it doesn't mean to say you can't have beer, and it doesn't mean you can't have other beverages, schnapps, liquor, and the like. Now, we learned the halacha last night that for Havdalah, during the 9 days, so Motzei Shabbos Chazon, the Mechaber says that a person is allowed to drink wine for Havdalah. And the Ramah says, no, we're not doing wine for Havdalah, rather give the wine to a child to drink. But if there is no child to drink, he could drink himself. We didn't mention, what about other beverages, intoxicating beverages? What about beer? And Chamar Medina. So the Mechaber Ramah doesn't mention it. And some people say Mechaber Ramah doesn't mention it, so then why do I have to have Chamar Medina? If they just say, use wine or grapes of Havdalah, I'll use wine or grapes of Havdalah. But there are people who take a careful Motzei Shabbos Chazon to make Havdalah on beer. Because beer is Chamar Medina, and like we say here in the Ramah, there's no restriction on beer. There's no restriction on intoxicating beverages during the 9 days. Only wine and grape juice. So many people have the minig on Motzei Shabbos Chazon to make Havdalah using beer. Seif Yud Beis. Tisboiris Shavuazu. Haircuts in Shua Shechalbo. Whether on the head or any other hair is forbidden to cut in Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ayin Tes Tisboros. Ve'echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shavin le'iser. This restriction against hair cutting is equal for men and women alike. Ve'efshar she'ish lahat be'isha legaleach ribu se'ar ditzadon. But perhaps we would allow a woman to remove hair that's growing by her temples and often comes out from her hair covering, so we allow her to cut that hair. When he says v'efsher, perhaps, we learned that it means the Chofetz Chaim held this way, but he doesn't necessarily have a riot to it, so he writes it as efsher. What about a woman tweezing eyebrows and other hair removal during 9 days? So the notes being that Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that that's not called haircut, and that is permitted. He also brings that Rabbi Yoshua felt one should not do it, but the fact is, I think most of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that we don't hold that's a problem of a haircut. As far as a girl getting a haircut for Shidduchim, so they quote Rosh Hashanah Zalman saying that one could be lenient until Shavuot Shachal Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, Chaim Kanevsky did not allow it. I have a problem. Someone asked me the shaila. This girl's going on a date. This girl's going on a date. Can she get a haircut? I don't hear it. In other words, haircuts you could have taken care of before the 3 weeks started. And I can't imagine she looks so horrible that the haircut will make a difference. It's hard to me to believe that that's the Mitzvah. So I'm not inclined. But if someone really had to, Shmuel Zalman was, make it. Se'if Yud Gimel. Ubazakan, what about cutting the beard? Koshma akiv, so achila mutter, if it's getting in the way of eating, it's permitted to trim. So Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Pei points out, Ubazakan, hainu hasaf, we're referring to the mustache. If a man wants to cut his mustache or trim his mustache because it's getting in the way when he wants to eat, so the Shulchan Aruch says that would be permitted. Again, as a rule, we mentioned earlier that if someone is required to shave for work, so we are lenient, but in Shua Shachalbo, we try to be more strict than before that. So if you doubt, Asur l'gedoylim, l'sapr l'ketanim, it's forbidden for an adult to give a child a haircut, v'l'chabes kesusam b'shabes shachal tisha b'av li'os b'socha, and it's forbidden for that, the adults to wash the clothing of children in the week in which tisha b'av occurs. Hagadah, Rav Moshe says, however, begodim shel malafin behem haketanim legami, the children that you swat, the clothing that you swaddle the children in entirely, shemotziin behem re'i umashtinim behem, basically the diapers that they defecate and urinate in, hanevadei mishashoy, certainly you can wash those. Vafilu bigdei shor haketanim lohagin lohakel, and even clothes for other children that's not the diapers, were also practiced to be lenient to wash for them. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan pay off the sapla katan. First of all, we don't give haircuts to children. The katan nami shaykh buchinuch. Children also have chinuch. E mishum avelos, either avelos, or mishum agmas nefesh. Or, if they're too young to understand avelos, there's still the agmas nefesh that the adults see that they don't get the haircuts. Sifkan pay beis. The Shabbos shachal, and this refers to the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. Ayin beli rabbi delidon yeshahach mitesperes min shiva osim betamos. The Eli Rabbi says, our meaning is not to give children haircuts from Shiva Sabbatamas. The Chibas Meshchoyesh went on to washing their clothes from Meshchoyesh. The Chayadim Kosev that Tzorch Ketanim in Lahachmer Aflafimin again El Bashabasu. Chayadim says, if children need clothes, we're not going to be Machmer even according to our meaning, except in the Shua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. So the question they ask on the side is, what about Upshan? Child turns 3. Can you give an upsharing during the 3 weeks? Can you give an upsharing during the 9 days? So he brings that Rav Rosner writes that it's mutter to have an upsharing even Shua Shechal V'Tishba. Even Shua Shechal V'Tishba, a 3-year-old, you can give a haircut because it's not Stam a haircut. Again, this chinuch doesn't exist. It's only for Agmas Nefesh. Since it's a mitzvah, he doesn't allow to do it. But he says it is proper to do it earlier before the beginning of the 3 weeks. Then he brings that Rabbi Yosef said that if it's after Rosh Chodesh Av, you should wait till after Tisha B'Av. I think generally speaking, people do not do an upsharing during the 9 days. So Rabbi Yosef said, wait till after 9 days. Rosh Chodesh Av said, do it before 3 weeks. But Lamaisi healed it was mutter. But I don't think in practice, I don't think we do it. Sifkan Pei Gimel, Mihu Begadim V'chulu, the clothing that the children wear, so the clothing can be washed. But you don't wash a lot together. It should be done in private. Unless you have to do it by the river, in which case you have no choice. You wash by the river, and that's that. So diapers and the like, for sure, mutter. There's no simcha in washing diapers. Does a person have to buy disposable diapers to avoid having to wash diapers? So personally, no. There's no such requirement. No requirement to buy disposable if you're not inclined to use them. Furthermore, the post will talk about how old are these children, because the Ramah concludes by saying, even other children we can be makel. So how young are we talking about? So there's many different shitas. There are those who say 3 years old is the limit. Some take it out to 5 years old. The Moshe said, children whose clothing get dirty when they play, even if they're older than 3 or 4 years old, can't be washed. And many say like up until the age of 8, which I think is doing what I say, around 8 years old. And we use that as the gauge of the kids that always get themselves messed up. You know, it could change up or down. Ultimately, most people try to have enough clothes for their kids to last the 9 days without doing laundry. But lamaisa, there is a heter for these young children to wash their clothes during 9 days as well. Si'if tezvav. Mi shetachafuhu avelus shel meis v'shel shabbos zo v'hichbet sa'aro. Person whose avelus for a relative came right at the period of these 3 weeks, where the Shavua Shachal, the Tishva, I should say, this week, and his hair is long, Mekel Betar Avalo Mispaim. So we can trim with a razor, but not with the scissors. Mechabes Kasusa B'mayim Avalo B'nesa B'chol. And his clothing could be washed in water, but no soap, and no other detergent. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Pehe. Shal Meis V'shal Shabbos Zo. He has one avelus after the other. The avelus of the nifter on top of the Shavua Shachal Tisha B'Av. But Salom, I mean it to say, the Shomo Yom Shloshim Shal Avelus B'toch Shavua Shachal Tisha B'Av L'yos Pesocha. His Shloshim ended during the week of Tisha B'Av. And his hair is very long. He couldn't get a haircut before the 3 weeks, before that week. Sifkan Pevav Mekel B'tar Mishom She'en Zayipui. So he can trim with a razor that's not making himself more beautiful. Sifkan Pesayin Avalol B'Misprayim. But he can't use the scissors. This is specifically when the shloshim occurs in the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. But let's say the shloshim ends before the Shavua Shachal Bo. You get a regular haircut and you can wash his clothes. After the done, even according to us, shenagim b'zeh le'issa ba'av, in general we say it's asr. Hachashari, in this case, it's an exception. Because he was an offer before this and he couldn't do anything. This is the sheet of the Taz. The Eli Rabba, on the other hand, says no. Only if the Shloshim ends before Shchoidish do we say he gets a haircut during the 3 weeks, but not during the 9 days. Many Achrim write this way too. So our rule again is when he says Avol, that's the Pesach. He starts by saying the Taz B'Shem the Bach, that this is an exception. As long as it's not Shavua Shachal Bo, he can mamash get a haircut and wash his clothes. But Eli Rabba says no, we'll only make all before Shchoidish, once for Shchoidish or not. So we see the Mishnah Berurah is inclined to pass like Eli Rabba that we're not going to make all for this person. He's going to have to wait till after the 9 days. If it, before the 9 days, he can get a full haircut, even though it's after Shavuos v'Tammuz. But once the 9 days start, he would have to wait.